Blog Talk Radio.
Celebration because it is Miss Vanna SK's birthday. So we here at the New Day Show want to wish you happy birthday, Miss Vanna, and thank you for taking time out from your celebration to be with us. So we love you, and when next I'm in Jamaica, you will have dinner on me. So again, happy birthday to you. And my guest who is on today happens to be one of my spiritual sisters. And we've been waiting for this opportunity for a while. So I'm very excited. Not very often one person can get to have a double celebration in their life. And I'm so blessed today to be experiencing one of those days when two people who are very special to me have special celebrations. So for that, I'm thankful again. And she's been hanging out with me in the virtual green room, and I'll bring her on live in a moment. But before I do that, I want to encourage you to call in, and the number to call is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are on Facebook and Twitter, you want to just tweet your friends or send a Facebook message out so they know that this segment they do not want to miss. They want to come and listen to this amazing story from this phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And my guest who I will bring on live momentarily is my friend and spiritual sister for many, many years, Siobhan Hutchinson. But before that, I want to remind you all that the Vision Transformation Revolution is coming up March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. And I want to ask you all to join us on Facebook, facebook.com Vision Weekend. Like us. We are also on Twitter at Vision Weekend. So support us, join us, follow us on Twitter so you can be kept informed of what is going on with us. And I want to just remind you who some of our speakers are We have an amazing, amazing platform. We have people coming from Israel. We have people coming from Scotland and span across the United States, from Hawaii all the way back to Atlanta, to Florida, to New York, to Arizona, to Tennessee. We are all over the place, and we have an amazing, amazing platform. And I tell you, I'm not the one that put this platform together. God is the person who put this platform together, and I'm so honored that he trusts me enough to allow me to be the torchbearer, and that all the people on the platform, which I'm going to be repeating to you in a minute, have trust me to know that God spoke to me and that they are willing to commit and devote and dedicate themselves to the vision. And I want to start with New York, and I will finish with New York. The first person from New York who is on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis. He's an entrepreneur, restaurant owner, motivational speaker. Jan Mullock is a master positive achiever from Scotland. Crystal Washington, marketing and social media strategist. She's from Houston, Texas. Mr. Will Crawford is a joint venture guru and millionaire, and he is from Florida. Mr. Sam Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide in Atlanta and in the UK, and he is from Atlanta. Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, strategic planner and business development consultant out of Canada. Mr. Steven Jackson is the original geek from RDZ Media in New York City. Attorney and property writer and copyright attorney. Aurelia Mitchell Durant out of Arizona and Philadelphia. Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, transformational mentor out of Hawaii. And Mr. Kobe Huberman, CEO and Strategic Landscape Limited. He's also the director of the Israel Peace Initiative, and he's coming out of Israel. Then we have Mr. Edward Foxworth III is a personal productivity strategist, and Ed is coming out of Detroit. And my friend Jennifer Sertle, and my other spiritual sister, she's an author and a strategy expert. And my amazing graphic designer, Chandel Pitts, owner of Black Cat Design, is coming out of Virginia. And my two new friends out of Tennessee, CJ Cohen and her husband, Will Cohen, they are the owners and CEOs of Dominate Your Destiny. And last but not least, from New York, Mr. James Nemley, CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. As Jim says, nobody builds them better. And I tell you, God did an amazing job with this platform here. I'm very, very excited about the platform that is here together. I want to welcome Kimmy Poole, girlfriend. Thank you for coming. I want to thank guest 10569 for joining the show this evening. And without any further delay, I want to introduce to you my friend, my spiritual sister, Siobhan Hutchinson. Siobhan, how are you, my darling?
I'm very good.
So yes, you're going to need to speak up a little, girl. We're
okay,
not hearing you too much.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
All right.
Oh, what an honor. I am so excited about all the accomplishments, and I'm not going to be talking a lot, because what I want for you to do now is to just take a few minutes, as many minutes as you want, to please introduce yourself to the world.
Okay, well, my name is Siobhan Hutchinson, and I am a spirit on a journey. as all of us are. Mm-hmm. And my life is growing into new directions at this point, and I'm very happy about that. And I believe it's about pursuing your dreams,
mm-hmm.
Taking care of your responsibilities, but pursuing mm-hmm. your dreams and going after them with mm-hmm. courage in your heart, even sometimes when you're afraid, especially when you're afraid,
mm-hmm.
And believing that you have something to contribute to other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I want to do. I want to be a blessing to others. I want to bring inspiration and restoration
mm-hmm.
to people
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
are in need
mm-hmm.
and do that through a couple of different means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, Siobhan, I listen to you and I watch you, and our stories are intertwined in some ways. I'm a single parent. You are a single parent. You are the single parent of a gentleman. I'm the single parent of a gentleman. So when I tell my listeners today that I'm excited, I am indeed excited, because there are so much similarities in who we are. I watch you grow.
I lost you, Daphne. Lost you, Daphne. Daphne, I lost you. Are you there?
Siobhan, are you there?
Yes, I hear you now.
Okay, that's all right. However, when you don't hear me, just continue speaking, because Skype is acting up. So we are just praying now that it has settled down and nothing will happen. But I was just drawing an illustration about both of us raising men as single women. And there were times when we were nervous about whether or not they would ever become men. And the times and the years has gone by. So it has been indeed a journey. And as we look back now, it was an amazing journey. I want to welcome guest 11184 to the chat. And what was it like raising a son? Because I'm sure you and I aren't the only two women who did that. But would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. It was a challenge for me. Being a girl that came from a family with a lot of women, it was definitely a challenge with a little male coming up, mm-hmm. and being there for him and encouraging him to be who he is, mm-hmm. and not limiting that, encouraging mm-hmm. him to be himself and to be secure right. in who he was, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's been an ongoing, lifelong journey so and great. A challenge, but mm-hmm. This is my son whom I love with all my heart.
That's right.
So I want the best for him.
That's right. And you know what? I'm so proud of you. You never challenge when he starts to demonstrate his individuality, because he is equally as creative and as talented as his mother is. He is indeed a genius. And you respected that, and you're always so proud of every step that he stepped out to do. And I want to go back a little bit in the beginning, because you started out creatively when you were much younger as a dancer.
Yes.
And as I watch your story and try to summarize it as much as I can, every endeavor that you have stepped out in has to do something with your creativity. Do you feel that? And would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a kid, I would, like, get bread wrappers and wrap them up with clay and make little animals and sculpt and, mm-hmm. yeah, write stories, draw, illustrate. I was always drawn to the arts, painting. You know, there was always something going on in that nature with me. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I never had the opportunity to get connected in with a school or something that could really support that. I should have gone to the School of Visual Arts, but, you know, we were surviving. My parents were divorced when I was young, and, you know, my mother raised us, me and my sister, lived with my grandmother, you know. It was about survival, and, you know, as a kid, you don't know this, but, you know, so you find a way to do what you need to do. I was
always
very imaginative and creating stories, and always felt that desire. Always wanted to dance. Never had the funds to do it. You know, dance classes are expensive. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get a chance to do that until I, you know, got to college.
That's right.
But
I
had to do it.
That's right. But isn't it up?
Well, I've lost you, so I'll continue to speak a little bit more about that while I'm waiting for you to get back on. I went to NYU, which was a blessing. I got some scholarships, and I went to NYU. But my heart was so taken up with the dance that really became the driving force. And I ended up leaving NYU to study on a partial scholarship at Alvin Ailey and dance there. And that was my high school of performing arts, so to speak. And from there, I went to other venues of dance, studied with different dance teachers, got a chance to go up to the dance center up in Massachusetts, the Tetuan Theater, and got a chance to dance up there one summer. And I did a video, didn't do too much with it. You know, I had a lot of injuries, unfortunately, but the desire was there. The desire was there. And then eventually, though, injuries did impact my ability to dance like I wanted to. And then after a while, I decided to see what else, what other creative expression had I left behind once I devoted myself to dance. So I started picking up drawing again and went to the Art Students League. And that, out of that sprung actually what I'm doing now as a creative artist. I started sketching from live models and bringing cards, illustrating cards, making my own cards. developed that as something I always wanted to do. But back in those days, back in the 80s, when a girl like me didn't have a computer, you know, you just did everything by hand, and there was no way to reproduce what you were making. So you made it, you sold it for $5 or whatever, and that was the end of it. And you didn't have any way of multi-producing that I knew of that was within my financial means at the time. So then I went from that point and just kind of let things die for a while, you know, as it became more a work thing and different things happened in my life, including my son coming along. And that led to me relocating to Connecticut on faith and a job opportunity. And I found myself in Connecticut raising my child and taking care of my life.
Wonderful.
But longing for that creative expression again.
Right, right. And you started out, I remember when we just met, you had a greeting card company. You made some of
the most beautiful cards. Yes, yes. What happened was I stumbled into this church one day after my mother hounding me about how I needed to get my child baptized and I needed to go to church. And I was like, yeah, Ma, right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, sometimes what happens in life is that things start to get really hard and you really realize you can't solve the problems.
That's right.
You need some help.
Hello.
And, well, the Lord was taking care of it all, and I didn't know it at the time.
That's right.
Because what I didn't mention earlier was that when I was working at one of my jobs, when I was living in New York, one of my coworkers led me to the Lord. And at the time, yes, he did. He led me to the Lord, and I gave my life to God, and I started to study the Bible. And after I studied for a while, I began to realize that I sure couldn't do it because I kept messing up. So I had
no understanding
because although I loved reading the Word, I wasn't interested in churches because I felt they were full of a bunch of hypocrites and I didn't want nothing to do with it, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw black and white. So I kind of fell away, and I remember feeling like I was falling, like if you were falling out of a plane, you were like going down,
until
you hit this practical reality. But, you know, I always felt, you know, I just didn't understand. I didn't have understanding.
Right.
But when I came up to Connecticut, and after about a year being here, I met this woman in an ATM at a bank, and she was a familiar face to me. It looked like a sister to me, so we started chatting, and it turns out her son and my son were in the same school. We bumped to each other a week later, and she told me about this church.
Wow.
So I went down and saw people milling around, lots of people on a Wednesday night at this church, and I was like, what's going on here? And let's just say that changed my life.
Beautiful. But I want to go back about the card company. And right now I don't remember the name of the company.
It was, but, yes.
It
was Tapestry Cards.
Tapestry Cards, yes.
Yes.
Some of the most beautiful cards. And, oh, I think it was such a joy when you would create each individual piece for the person because it was like custom designed. And how did you get into that part of the creative business?
Oh, that, well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was making cards by hand, painting them like about 10 years earlier, and I had let that go. But what happened was when I started coming to the church, and I feel God put in my heart a desire to minister to people one-on-one. And that's kind of like the way I tend to flow, one-on-one. So one day, the Lord gave me this dream.
Yes.
And in this dream, I was talking to an angel, just like a regular person, on the phone. And he told me to go to a particular scripture in Proverbs.
Right.
In this dream, so I went to the Proverbs 31. Everybody that is familiar with Proverbs 31 will know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reading through, because I had never read it before, and mm-hmm. I'm reading through it, and then there was a line in a particular translation I was reading that said, she makes tapestries for the, you know, just for the people. She was making tapestries, and the word just exploded off the page for me. Like, tapestries, tapestry, and I knew that that was my gift, the tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a sewer, so it wasn't that kind of tapestry,
but
it was the card. Mm-hmm. It was the card. So so with that, I started, I would feel led in my heart that somebody needed a word.
Yes.
And I would just search the scriptures for what I felt was leading me to, and I would put that in a card, and
mm-hmm.
I would get ideas of how to, you know, of illustrations and,
mm-hmm.
and colors and scripture and fonts
mm-hmm.
and things mm-hmm. like that. And I would make these cards, and then I would give them to people that
yes.
I felt led to give them to. And it was that's how it started.
Right.
And
I
did that until the practical part of life, which was the J-O-B, south unexpectedly, not too long after 9/11, and I found myself out of work
mm-hmm.
and laid off due to the economic downturn and companies being bought sold.
Right. Okay, I want to take a commercial break for you to catch your breath and take a sip of water. And if you are just joining us, I am in conversation with mosaic artist, certified massage therapist, dancer, and singer, Siobhan Hutchinson.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, and I want to remind you to be part of the conversation. Call in 646-915-8166 so you can pick the brain of my guest. Find out how she did all that she have done while raising her son and working full-time job and just kept her nose to the grindstone. And we are just going to be talking about all aspects of the things she have done. And just to show you, she spoke about, before I did the commercial break, she spoke about tapestry. And as you listen to her story, you are going to see that her story in itself is a real tapestry, because one component of her creativity wove right into the other section. So this is such an amazing and a powerful story. I want to remind you, the chat room is open. I want to thank guests 11184 and Kimmy Poo and Vanna for being in the chat room and for keeping the conversation going. And type your questions there or call in 646-915-8166. And if you have not yet done so, I want you to visit us on facebook.com/VisionWeekend and like our page and share it with your friends. And we have a caller, so I'm going to go to the caller now. Siobhan, would you hold the line, please?
Yes.
Caller, good evening. Your last four digits are 4871. Will you please state your name and where you're calling from, please, and what your question is?
My name is Blanche Taylor.
Hi,
and
Blanche.
Hi. I'm just sitting here and remembering the beautiful cards that Siobhan made. I bought many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I sent them to relatives, and they would always call me and and ask me, where did you get that card from?
Yes.
Her cards were so different.
Yes.
Siobhan had a gift of searching scripture and putting the right scripture on, matching the scripture with the picture on the card. And many of my friends and relatives, they were always lifted up. And Siobhan also made a card for me, and she took my photo, and it looked so much like me. Cheryl wanted it, but I keep it in a special folder because it's very special. But I was also blessed by her, must say it, art. She made me a beautiful piece for my 50th wedding anniversary. And also, I was blessed so many times with her her healing hands. She came many times to give me massages, and she always came at the right time when something was going on in my life, and I was stressed out. And I really believe that she will go very far in her massage business, because Siobhan really is gifted. What I liked, she always prayed over me. She was never pushed for time. I think she was supposed to give me like a 60-minute, but she always worked over. If I had tightness in my body, she was always concerned, and she has a lot of compassion for people. I really, really think she will go, well, I know that she will be very successful.
Thank you. And Blanche, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in. And I want to ask you this. You had all those experiences with Siobhan while she was still a practicing student. Can you imagine that now she has finished, has become certified, and will be licensed in a few weeks? Can you imagine the many lives that these hands will be healing and touching?
I just feel that all of the people that come to Siobhan will get more than a rub down, because she is very sensitive, and I think her discernment will also direct her. So I wish her the very best.
Thank you.
I know God will bless her immeasurably, because she definitely has something to give to other people. And I don't know how I can express it. She, she is really my sweet little daughter.
Yes, thank you. And before you go, Blanche, I want to give her an opportunity to reply to anything that you have said. Siobhan, would you like to give a follow-up to what Blanche has said?
Oh, I don't know if I can. I'm smiling so hard I can hardly talk.
Yes, it's such a blessing.
Yes, Blanche.
Because you have indeed blessed so many of us.
It's been a pleasure, you know, to be able to know her and to have sown into her life, into people that she knows through the cards, and that's a gift in and of itself. That's a precious thing. You know, to minister to her, because I consider massage another ministry, a ministry of hands-on, and to be able to touch her and bring her relief and ease her her tightness or her just her tiredness and stresses and that she's feeling.
Right.
To me, it's the most wonderful calling.
That's right. It is
a calling, and I'm really excited about being able to do that. And I'm glad I could help my dear sister Blanche.
Well, I'm excited because I see her having a business doing massages, and also I really feel that because she's so gifted in those cards, that she will pick that up again.
Everything is going to go better. I feel that too. Yes.
Yeah, because you can't buy those cards in a gift store.
That's right.
I mean, and my friends now get very simple little cards. So I know that there's a business for it. I think when she was doing it, maybe the timing and the season, but now she's coming into a new season.
And you know, Sister Blanche, I'm so thankful you said that because I've been sitting here and the Spirit was showing me that the massage, the healing hand massage, the mosaic, and the cards is going to be part of that healing ministry because people are going to come there.
Definitely.
They're not only going to come for the massage, but they're going to leave with mosaic, they're going to leave with card because it's a total healing. And as she massaged those people, the Holy Spirit is going to give her creation that they need to take home to continue the healing process. So I am thankful that you spoke that just as the Holy Spirit was showing me too, you know. So I'm so thankful, Blanche. I thank you for taking time out from your family for calling.
Well, Daphne, you and I are in agreement, and you know what the word says. Whenever two are in agreement, they will get that prayer. So it's our prayer that our sister is a big success.
She will be, and I'm here behind her 110%, and I know you are there too, and so the rest of our group. And ladies and gentlemen, Blanche is also one of the sisters in the Spirit, and she is a doll. She's such a blessing to each and every one of us. So I thank you, Blanche. And I'm hoping that I have the opportunity of hearing some of the others call in. So I thank you. I know you are continuing to listen.
Thanks, Daphne.
We love you, and we just
thank you, Daphne, for calling.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Wonderful. What a blessing it is that somebody can take the time out to call in to express gratitude. And, you know, things like those is today over brunch, we were talking about the things, Siobhan, that money cannot buy. And what Blanche just said, even if you had $1 million to go out there and pay somebody, it wouldn't get that good. You know? And it's just amazing. You have no idea, lady friend, what is getting ready to open up for you. Trust me, you have no idea. I wish you could see the things that the Holy Spirit is showing me. I just want you to spread your wings, just like an eagle, and get ready to soar. Do not remove the shackles off your feet. Unleash your freedom, because you're going to be soaring in high heights.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you. Come on, guys. Call in. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. So Dancer, Tapestry Cards. I remember you went through a time when the job was pulled out from under you. But one thing, you never lost faith. You never lost courage and fortitude. And you said to yourself, I'm going back to school. Let's talk about that, sister girl.
Okay, well, that was, yeah, after going through spiritual boot camp early in the decade, it happened again that I was again laid off from another job at another time. But because I had been through it and I knew God was faithful and I knew he would get me through it, hopefully it wouldn't have been as painful as the first time, but I was ready. I knew it could be done, and I went about the business of seeking and asking and knocking, and God most certainly answered the door for me. And I wanted to find something that I could do so that I wouldn't be dependent on a job that could unfortunately disappear out from under my feet at the drop of a hat, as many, I'm sure, are experiencing that in these days. So I learned that there were a couple of fields I was looking at, but one of the ones that I was drawn to went back to my days as a dancer, and another tie-in, and that was massage. As a dancer, I used to get massage as a part of the therapy to help me to heal and recover from injury and just the stress of being a dancer. And that was something I was always interested in, almost went to school for at the Swedish Institute way back in the day, but got distracted and didn't do that. So I looked and
I wonder what distracted you.
Oh, I wonder what. Well, let's just say the end result is a 20-year-old right now. But what I ended up doing was I found out that through the Department of Labor you could actually get training, you know, when you're unemployed, if you were looking to cross-train. And that was the idea for it. So I started going through the hoops to prepare for that, and I found out that it was approved profession, and there was a way to do it, so I worked towards that. And unfortunately, just as the time came when I thought I would be getting to it, they pulled the rug out from underneath me. So I was like, you know, they didn't have the finances for the program. That's basically what it came down to. So I was a little discouraged. But then I said, you know what? If this is for me, God is going to work a way for it. So
that's
I'm not going to worry about it. It wasn't the right time.
Right.
You know, and I was still unemployed during this, you know. So I'm just continuing to look. And then God opened up a door for me with a job with a really cool little Italian lighting company, Axolite. And they provided me with a foundation of stability so that I could think about what else I wanted to do, and I wanted to go to school. So the light bulb turned on because, wait a minute, I just put my son into college with financial aid. Why couldn't I do that for myself?
That's right. Hello.
And that is exactly what I did. I went up to Connecticut Center for Massage Therapy in Westport, CCMT as it's affectionately known. And I applied and was accepted to the school, and I entered a whole new world.
Wow.
It was exciting. It was different from what I've been used to, and I was looking for something different. You know, at that stage of my life, I'm looking for some change. I'm looking for a new territory to experience.
Right.
So I entered in a different world. It was a different world, but it was a world full of strong care. Caring.
Can you recall that first moment when you laid those two precious hands on someone's body in a professional way? Can you
remember you say that?
What transpired?
I like how you stress that. In a professional way. Thank you. Yes, this is professional therapeutic massage. It was a little bit scary because I didn't quite know what I was doing. But as I breathed and relaxed and just kind of went with what felt natural and what they were showing us, I realized that this was really, really awesome. And as I grew through my first semester, second semester, third semester, fourth, fifth, five semesters, almost two years, a good 20 months, I learned how to use all of my senses, key in and be present to the person that was on the table. Mm-hmm. It is such, you know, Jesus said in the Bible, but to be a servant mm-hmm. is the most highly beneficial thing you can be. It's about mm-hmm. serving. And mm-hmm. when you give somebody a massage, you really are focusing your energy on how to help them, you know, in the most open-hearted, loving, and generous way
mm-hmm.
To tune into where they're hurting, where they're tight, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. their muscles are knotted, where they're tense, and to find a way, and sometimes it could take several sessions, you know, depending on how bad up they are,
mm-hmm.
but to find a way to help them to release and to tap into their own body's ability to heal,
mm-hmm.
You know, and remove the blockages, basically,
mm-hmm.
that prevent the healing force that God has created us all with inside of our bodies to flow,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so it was wonderful. It was wonderful
Beautiful.
To give,
Beautiful.
And it was wonderful to receive.
Right. You know, Siobhan, I was blessed for my birthday then that your gift to me was a 90 minutes massage. And I tell you, I've had massages. I've been having massages for a while. But I tell you, your hands are special. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm sure you probably have heard that before. There are special hands you have, and they are spiritual hands. So, you know, when you lay your hand on my body, it was not just a regular touch. There was some spiritual connection there. And this is why I know that the Lord direct you there, because we are becoming a people who is understanding the importance of alternative care.
Mm.
And it is soon becoming the time when we are not going to be waiting until we are sick to go to the massage therapist, but we will begin to utilize it to maintain our health.
Mm-hmm.
Because we should not have to wait until our bodies begin to deteriorating. We should utilize these practices to enhance our health.
So, that is so true.
It's coming the time when the lines are going to be lining up around the corner, because people are going to know, I can no longer pop the pill because there is something better for me. So I want to remind you guys, come on, we are winding down. I want you to call in 646-915-8166. If you have a question about a massage, if you have never had a massage, I know some people say, oh, I'm too ticklish, I'm too this and I'm too that. You all got to understand the therapeutic component of a massage. It's not like when your honey touching your here and touching you there for ulterior motives. So you got to understand what it's all about. So here is your opportunity to speak with someone who had spent 20 months in school educating herself in order to invest in your knowledge. So call up. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to again remind you that the lineup for the platform, March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City, is Jim Nemley, Chandel Pitts, Jennifer Sertle, Edward Foxworth III, Kobe Huberman, Brian D. Ridgway, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Stephen Jackson, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Sam Oram, Willie Crawford, Crystal Washington, Jan Mullock, Leon Ellis, and the billionaire himself, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, who is the founder of the Brilliant Institute. And I'm blessed to be your host. Plan to spend the 4 days with us in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th for the Vision Weekend Conference. Mark the date to be there. If you are doing business, You do not want to miss that. You got to plan to be there. So back to my honored guest, Miss Siobhan Hutchinson. So the people in the chat room, any questions from you guys? So have you thought of a name for your business yet?
I have something in mind. Okay. Not totally 100% sure that this is what I'm going to use, but I don't want to say it just
don't, because we don't want people to take it before you copyright it.
That's right. You got
it. Oh, no, girlfriend. No, don't say that. But now that you are finished, you how does it feel?
Oh, wow. It feels, I feel a mixture of things. I feel joy. I feel proud of the accomplishment. You know, I'm not a spring chicken. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I hadn't been to school in a couple of decades, and we won't say how many. But, you know, I was concerned. Could I do it? Could I go back to school after all these years?
Mm-hmm.
And not only did I go back to school and do it, but I did it and graduated with honors. So that was quite, I was really proud of that. And it was also, it's a relief to be through it, because it was like a boot camp. It was a lot of work, and, you know, people sometimes may not realize, they think massage is, you know, rub, oh, how hard can it be?
Yeah.
And you learn anatomy, physiology, kinesiology.
Right.
I mean, you're going down to the cellular level. It's like, are we studying to be doctors here?
That's right.
You know, but
that's
you
right.
really get a very wide depth of knowledge of the body and the different types of techniques to affect the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were introduced to some aspects of traditional Chinese medicine through acupressure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this is just the beginning of learning.
Yes.
You know, I really think that this is just, you get the foundation, and then you go into practice and you take continuing education courses in the areas that you're specifically interested in, because there's no end to the amount of
knowledge
and wisdom and things to learn about helping the body to heal and recover and function optimally.
Right.
Which is what you want.
Yeah.
So there's no end to it.
That's right. That's right. And you
works.
Have to be eager enough to go out there. I was smiling when you mentioned about graduating with honors, because I remember when I made the honor roll at Ashford University, I was so excited. I sent out an email blast to everybody that I was on the dean's list.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends sent a message back to me and said, "You're supposed to be on the dean's list. You're paying for your own education." And I said, "At least you could be a little nicer." He said, no, you are mature. You are mature and you have the responsibility of paying for your own education. It's not like when children are going to school and their parents are paying for the education and they are not interested in accomplishing, because mom and dad is always going to pay it. But when you become an adult and you are putting yourself through school, you know that I got to do well. It doesn't matter if I have to study until 4 o'clock and go to work at 8. It's going to be done to the best of my ability.
It's no joke.
That you have graduated, what has your son got to say that he has a mother now who just finished something that she wanted to do for her entire life? What has he got to say?
Oh, I think that he is very proud of me. His response when I called him and told him that I passed the national certification exam, he's like, "I knew you were going to do it, Mom." I'm like,
wonderful. Isn't that nice?
No sweat, Mom. Meanwhile, Mom is like heart palpitations, you know. Yeah, that the kids, they just, you know,
Mom put herself
it.
Through the ringer all the time.
Yeah,
you're on a tight ship for yourself. You need to give Siobhan a break sometime. Lighten up on her, girl. You keep her under pressure.
Well, she's enjoying a little bit of a break right now, let's just say.
So, you know, come on, guys, call in 646-915-8166. My guest is Siobhan Hutchinson, and she is sharing her story with you. And if I can go back to school and graduate, I am way, way older than Siobhan. And if Siobhan can do it, so can you. You do not have any excuses. So you just need to take action. You must believe in yourself that you deserve to live a purposeful, passionate life. So long as you turn up, all you got to do is to turn up for business. Turn up for business and leave the rest to your Creator. Because we were all brought in this world for a specific purpose and calling. And a lot of times we make many twists and turns before we come head on with that what we were called to do. So call in, ask Siobhan a question, because the question you may ask her and the answer that she may give you might be the breakthrough that you are waiting for. And just give me a minute for one more commercial break.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, and my guest tonight is Miss Siobhan Hutchinson. She decided to come on to share her story and to invest in you so you can be encouraged. And whether you're listening on the archive or you're listening live, I hope that there are even two pointers that you can take out of her sharing her story tonight that will help to ignite you into action. So, you mentioned earlier on, Siobhan, that there are no limits to the knowledge and information that there is out there that you can utilize. So, as you look into the future, what else do you see for Siobhan?
Oh, boy. I have a few areas in my heart that I really feel that I want to work
Give us
with.
A little more volume, please.
Okay. There is an area where I want to work, a population that I really feel drawn to at this time is the veterans.
Right.
The veterans that are coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and they're hurt. They're hurt psychologically. They're hurt emotionally. They're hurt physically. And they just need to be welcomed and cared for and loved. And I feel that, you know, very strong in my heart. And I had read something not too long ago by a man who had written a book about coming back from Vietnam and how he had felt just basically at that time the whole attitude in America was pretty much, you know, stop the war, and they unfortunately took it out on the soldiers a lot and come back and blame them for the problem. And it was terrible, and you know, it was really rough, but the author made some really interesting points about how to receive back in the returning warriors, and they need to transition, and how to help them to transition, how to bring healing and transition, and massage. I felt it was specifically targeted how massage could be a way to bring healing, bring relief, bring acceptance and welcoming to people that are coming back from those situations. And I just felt that that would be a wonderful and needed service that I could provide. And, mm-hmm. and I know others, I've talked to some other people in massage therapy that also feel that interest in that bond with that particular population, you know. I also feel very drawn to the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really, you know, it touched my heart. I have been very close to a woman in the Danbury area. I've kind of adopted her as my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she is blind, and she's a wonderful, inspirational, courageous little grandmother,
mm-hmm.
and grandmotherly type that I just love her to death. And
yes.
She has some physical issues where I have worked with her as part of my student project, and
mm-hmm.
she just loves it. And
yeah,
and I enjoy it because it's a different sensitivity
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with elderly. You have to be very
yes.
careful of
mm-hmm.
various conditions that they have and the
mm-hmm.
delicacy of their bones. But then some of them are like, come on, give me a real massage. I don't want no. They're like, excuse me. So, you know, so it's really nice. But, you know, the sad truth is there are a lot of elderly people
yes.
that are neglected. Abused,
mm-hmm.
left hungry. They're hungry. Mm-hmm. I
yes.
mean, you know, they're and they're forgotten,
mm-hmm.
and their families don't want to be bothered with some of them.
Right.
And it does break my heart that, you know, that is the case, because
mm-hmm.
these are our treasures.
That's
these
right.
are our living testimonies of
mm-hmm.
coming through times. This is wisdom.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
right.
for today's tough times, from people
mm-hmm.
that survived the Great Depression,
yeah,
and you know, the Dust Bowl and everything else, and
mm-hmm.
you know, these people are here, and you know, what better way to honor them?
That's
you
right.
know,
that's right.
Is to listen, and sometimes
that's
it's just the presence that they need.
That's
you know,
right.
so that's a service. That's a service.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to a senior center here in Danbury, and we used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
In the senior home, we would go once a month on Sundays, and we would minister in song.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be a choir singer, and that was a point of contact that was really nice. But what I feel now is that my hands are just physically drawn to want to just give them a hug and love on them.
Yes, yes.
You know, because
yes.
that's what they need. They need to
mm-hmm.
be loved and to be touched. You know,
mm-hmm.
because they're, you know, a lot of times they're not. You know,
that's
people
right.
are hungry. People are dying for lack of love and
love
lack
and
of touch.
Right.
You know,
and,
it's important.
Mm-hmm. And with this sexual assault thing now, you know, people are not touching much. And
they're, yeah.
educated and understand the difference with this touch.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
I know I have a clearer understanding of what the Spirit shows me, because with those two populations that you want to service, Siobhan, there is not going to be any challenge in you securing the capital that it will take for you to set up that establishment, because there are people out there who will be backing you and supporting you because of your commitment to these two populations.
Mm-hmm.
So now I see why you're going to be soaring. And I have a colleague of mine who live out in the L.A. area. And she has an organization working with returned veterans. And
mm-hmm.
I'll be sure to connect you both, so you all can brainstorm and see how you all can add value to what you are doing.
That's an awesome, yeah, I would really like to talk with her about that. That's really great.
It's just amazing. She's doing a phenomenal job, and it has brought so much blessing to her and her family when they see how people's lives are touched. And it's the same sentiment she shared with me, that there's nobody to love them when they come back. Family members turn their backs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the men who and women who have gone overseas to fight for us. They are our warriors. They are
mm-hmm.
our heroes. And
mm-hmm.
what a blessing that you just came out of school after spending thousands and thousands of dollars. And you feel drawn to serve that population. It is indeed a blessing. Listen, guys, I want you to call in 646-915-8166. My guest is Ms. Siobhan Hutchinson from the Danbury area. She is on sharing her story with the hope that her story will ignite you into action and to become all that you were called to be. The number is 646-915-8166. We have a mere 25 minutes remaining, so let me hear from you. If you know anybody out there who have a question about massage and the benefits of massage, just have them call in to ask their question. So now, let's talk about a little bit about the advantages of massages. If you want to talk about some ailments that massage can enhance, so just go. Just let us hear about that, please.
Okay, well, one of the most wonderful things about massage is how it affects the body. There has been study on the power of touch and the importance of touch, especially like, say, with infants. You know, mm-hmm. done studies, if you don't touch those infants, they shrivel mm-hmm. up and die, basically. You know, mm-hmm. we human beings need that touch. And what that touch does, it causes certain nerve releases and chemical releases in your body that allow endorphins to flow. These are hormones that they call them the feel-good hormones. You know, mm-hmm. they bring you to a state of relaxation and centeredness where your body is allowed to do all the things that it needs to do to make you whole, to make you functioning. Your resting, your digestion, your circulation is improved, you know, the blood flow to bring nutrition to all the parts of your body, you know, down to those little tippy toes, to the ends of your ears, you know. It's just, you know, massage really does help to increase the flow of circulation and lymph. You know how it is. You're standing on your feet all day long and you get these big swollen things that are supposed to be called feet down there at the bottom and ankles, you know, that get all swelled up with these fluids. You know, the way the body is designed is that they're moving as you're moving. But, you know, we live in, first of all, a very sedentary society where people are sitting a lot, hunched over mm-hmm. computers. And, mm-hmm. And you know, circulation is blocked in the legs and, you know, blood flow and lymph flow is inhibited because mm-hmm. the lymph and the return, they call it venous return, when your blood flows back through the veins, that's only done through moving and muscle compression. Mm-hmm. There's no pumping going on mm-hmm. to bring the blood back and to get mm-hmm. the lymph around. So it's how you move. So what massage does is through the physical manipulation of your muscles, through the pressing, through the different types of strokes, through manipulation and just in terms of moving your legs and stretching and, you know, doing some different types of stretches that we have. It just really helps to open up the channels through the body so mm-hmm. that the blood flows, the energy flows, the lymph flows. And the result is that you get rid of toxins in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Those stress hormones that are in you, that, you know, from the stress that we all are under every day, and we get the shoulders up into the ears and, you know, you got the splitting headache and all this other kind of stuff, you know. From the stress that people are under, massage really targets that, mm-hmm. gets into those holding places and releases those mm-hmm. those points, though we call them trigger points, release mm-hmm. points, and then the natural flow of healing your body can do what it was designed to do. Your body mm-hmm. is designed to work perfectly well. God knows what he's doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem
That's right.
is that we as people are operating in a very unnatural way a lot of times. We're walking around in high heel shoes, mm-hmm. on concrete, beating the pavement, sitting down 8 hours a day, leaning over a computer, tap, 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 staring at a monitor with your head, you know, bent up at the neck, you know. I mean, I do it myself every day, you know. And, you know, this takes a toll on the body. And when you're younger, you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know, especially as the years go on, you know, it's that toll starts to flip on the other side of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so
mm-hmm.
massage is a really wonderful way of helping, assisting your body do what it knows how to do. It's helping it remember how to take care of itself, basically. I think of it like that. It's an excellent. And there's the emotional effects of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the contact of knowing that somebody is there unselfishly caring for you. It's
mm-hmm.
not about what they can get. It's not about what they're looking to get. You know, it really is for the person that
mm-hmm.
is receiving the massage. It's
mm-hmm.
professional. It's ethical. I have the highest integrity, you know, and this type of maturity of perspective from the massage therapist only benefits the client, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, because we care.
That's,
you know,
right.
Massage therapists are going into this field because we care.
The
we
people.
Want to help people. We enjoy when we make people feel good. That is just like
mm-hmm.
a slam dunk. It's like we were, you know, doing a jam in basketball.
That's right.
You know,
yeah,
we know
fantastic.
We have
that's
made
right.
you feel, oh, mm-hmm. wow, you know, I've been feeling this pain for all this time. Wow, it's gone. Oh, hallelujah.
Right.
You know, that's,
exactly.
that's our score.
I always see it. You know when a massage therapist is satisfied because you see that big old smile on their face. Once they have you turned back over and they see that transformation on your face,
oh,
and
yeah.
they know that, oh, my job was done.
Well, it's just beautiful.
What's the earliest age can a human being begin to get a massage?
Oh, they actually have a whole field, a subspecialty of people that just massage infants.
Mm-hmm.
They have people that focus, they massage animals.
That's
you know,
right.
Equine
that's
massage
right.
is a big field, let me tell you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, babies, you know, parents can actually learn. I've heard of courses they might have, like a little training sessions at hospitals or things like that, where you can actually learn how to give infant massage, you know, to
mm-hmm.
help your baby settle down. I think it's almost instinctual for a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having had my own, you know, you just cuddle that baby. You just,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just touch that little baby. You rub that little baby's
mm-hmm.
back. You're stirring mm-hmm. up a parasympathetic response.
That's right.
You rub that baby's back, and those good endorphins roll through that little baby's body,
mm-hmm.
and they just quiet right down. And the same
yes.
thing happens when they're, you know, 20 months,
right.
20 years,
right.
or, you know,
there's
or 50 years.
Each and every one of us.
Absolutely.
Each
Absolutely.
And every one of us has a baby. Listen, guys, we are down to 17 minutes. You don't want to miss your opportunity to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I have my guest, Siobhan Hutchinson, on. And if you have any burning question about massage, if you're one of those people who has never got a massage because you're too ticklish, this is your opportunity to call in and ask the question, can you work with me even though I was so ticklish? Okay? And after you go for the massage, we want you to come back and share on the show about what it did for you. So call in. I say that jokingly, but call in and ask your question, because people have all these different preconceived notions about what massage is and all of that. So here is a professional who is on and can help you alleviate the myth about all the things you have been hearing about the massage. For someone who has never had a massage and you want to begin to build their comfort level to pick up the phone and call to make an appointment, what are some guiding points you want to give them to step out of their sheltered zone, because
mm-hmm.
it's certainly not comfortable. It's a sheltered zone that they're in. So how can we get them out of there to let know that I deserve better?
Well, you know, a lot of people that have never had a massage, the whole idea of letting somebody that they don't know touch them, you know, brings up a lot of issues, you know.
So it's like fear.
excuse me, fear, absolutely fear of the unknown, suspicion, you know, some people have been abused in the past, you know, they had left bad taste in their mouths. The idea of taking their clothes off, I mean, that's a very vulnerable position to be in. You know, you're laying on a table and somebody you don't know puts their hands on you, you know, and not being familiar with what professional therapeutic massage is about, you know, I can understand somebody being, you know, maybe concerned because they don't know. So, you know, I would always encourage somebody to go to a reputable place, you know, check somebody's references, get, you know, a word-of-mouth recommendation from people that you know and trust. Don't just, you know, you know, make sure somebody is licensed. They're a professional. That's important. You know, this, in the state we're in, Connecticut, has their laws and regulations. And, you know, I, you know, spent, you know, a whole lot of time and money learning so that I could meet those laws and specifications. And any professional massage therapist has done so. I would encourage the person to know, first of all, nobody is going to make them do anything they feel uncomfortable about. It is really totally devoted to making them feel comfortable, make them feel safe and secure. They are always draped. Any essential parts are always covered. Very important to know. And they can address to the level of their comfort. And, you know, what I've seen happen over times is the first time or two, maybe I gave somebody a massage, one of my friends even is in my training, and you know, they would be a little uncomfortable at first. You know, this is somebody that they know, you know, drinking coffee with or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a little weird. But as they got to know me, they began to realize that, you know, the more open they are to receive, they can, they know that they can trust me, first of all, and then I'm just going to take care of them on my table. I'm going to take care of them. They're going to be safe and secure, and they're going to be made to feel good. They're going to enjoy their session in that they are relaxed, they're comfortable, they're safe, and they can trust me. And I, you know, my integrity is there, and
that's
they know that. So it's a good thing. And once they become comfortable with the notion, then they're like, "Hey, come on, let's go."
Yeah, right.
They're looking forward to it.
a friend and supporter of mine from Trinidad just came on, and she is in the process of getting a retreat center up there. So, who knows, you might be going down to Trinidad to do some massages in that center. So I want to welcome my friend Erlene from Trinidad and Tobago to the show. And to ask my sister, we have 12 minutes leaving, if you have any questions for the masseuse, any questions that you have that you want to ask about massage. She's typing something, so I'll see what it is. One of the things I miss most about my life changes is the monthly massage. Yeah. So she's saying she used to get monthly massages. Because I don't know if now she goes back to Trinidad. She is, yes, wish you could be here. She wish you could be there. So I know when you open the center, she will come down there to do some work in the center. So you just invite her down. She'll be coming there with her healing hands to just touch and help you to heal those people, Erlene. So she's not in the chat room, so she cannot type back to you. So we are down to the last 11 and a half minutes, Siobhan. I want to thank you for coming on. I don't know where the time went. This time always flies by. I want to thank you for coming, and I want to give you an opportunity to now just summarize your thoughts about your new career, what you want to leave the listeners with. Tell them why it is important to include this treatment in their life, because it really will enhance the value of the life that they live and the quality.
Oh, yes. There's a couple things I wish.
Siobhan?
Yes.
Hold on, because she's calling in from Trinidad. We got to give her time here. So hold on to that thought. I'm sure this is Earlene. Your first three digits are 410.
Yes, it's me. It's Earlene.
Yes. I just asked her a question, but when I saw you calling in from Trinidad, I said, we got to give her air time. Yes. So, welcome.
I was really encouraged by the little bio I read about the masseuse who's online with you this afternoon.
Yes.
I think it is so great that she has, you know, gone pursuing after her dream. And this massage thing is phenomenal.
Yes.
It really is. I do miss it.
Yes, yes. And I told her you are in the process of getting the retreat center up. And I know she'll be coming down there with those healing hands to touch some of those people at the massage center.
Certainly. Yes. She is most welcome to join us.
Yes, yes. And I want to thank you always, you know, for taking the time out to call from another country to encourage a guest who you find out is walking in their true calling and purpose. So, do you have any other question, my sister?
Not really. I also wanted to say that I truly love the mosaic work. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And you must be somebody who has got a lot of patience and extreme creativity. I just want to encourage you to continue and to just reach your dreams.
That's right. You know, we got to, thank you so much, my sister, and we'll be talking in the week.
Certainly. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. You know, Siobhan, we got so tied up in all the other stuff. We didn't mention about the mosaic. Will you touch on briefly on the two pieces that are there and also give people your information how they can call to order their pieces or purchase their pieces?
I'm glad you brought that up because I was thinking we didn't get a chance to mention too much about the mosaic work. And that is kind of where the thrust of my creative talent is now. I took a mosaic class about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, with a mosaic artist, Cynthia Fisher, of Big Bang Mosaic up in Massachusetts, and she came and taught a class in Brookfield at an art center here, and I took a two-day class, and I got so on fire, I hate to say it, but I got a speeding ticket because I was so excited to get home and show my son my mosaic work. I was driving a little bit too fast, but I absolutely know that the mosaic artwork is my mode. It is definitely my medium that I just feel it so much to work with the glass, the things that glass, you can do with glass, the color, the light, it's ever changing, just how you look at it and how the light reflects on it and the colors. It's just a wonderful, wonderful a medium, and it does take a lot of patience. Yes, I was the Tetris whiz, and yes, I excelled in geometry, shapes, and patience.
mm-hmm.
I cut all these little pieces of glass and put them into drawings, and it is an art, but it is a passion. I absolutely love it, and I am one of the reasons I'm glad I'm with school. I'm done with school, so I have a little bit of time to work on mosaics again. You know,
and because for the interest of time, mm-hmm. Siobhan, I wanted to talk briefly because we only have 6 minutes about the two pieces that's there.
Okay.
What was going on in your head when you created those two pieces?
Okay.
And give people your contact information, how to get in touch with you, please.
Okay. My one piece is called Heart Piece, and that is a mosaic where there's a heart in the center, and rays are streaming out from that heart. They're actually mirror tile that I use to stream out from that heart beating with love. It's just, to me, it's like sunshine and warmth. It really came out of my time at CCMT. We would meditate in some of our semesters. We would start off our class with meditation and just centering and calming ourselves and just, you know, listening to the inner self.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt that piece reflected that that meditation. I have the little people meditating in the corners, and it was a lot of fun to do. The other piece is my passionate piece. It's called The Kiss, and I just was inspired to do it. I looked at different pictures of couples, and I just wanted something to capture that mm-hmm. passion of somebody coming so close, you know, that intimacy. I think it's beautiful, and I loved how the piece came out. It was a gift for my cousin who was getting married to her sweetheart, and it was a pleasure to make it for her and her fiance, who is now her husband, and I want to do it again a little bit larger scale and just develop it even more. I love the piece, and I love reflecting, you know, the beauty of people. You know, I like abstract kind of things, but, you know, I really do like the challenge of showing people, because I like people. You know, I guess that's just...
And I don't think it's a challenge. I think it's a creativity. It's a skill and it's a talent. Please give your contact information.
Okay. My email address. The best way to reach me is by email. And let me spell it for you. It's SIOVHANHUTCHERSON@sbcglobal.net.
Wonderful.
And I definitely have to get a more simple email. I will work on that.
No, that's all right. That it is what it is now. And we are thankful for that. You have 1 minute, you have a minute and a half to do a closing thought. And we'll definitely have to have you back on. And the next time you're on, we're going to dedicate that segment to the mosaic.
Okay.
Because there are many more pieces that you want to talk about. So you have a closing thought, just a word.
Well, I just hope that my story can inspire somebody else to go for it. Do not let circumstances keep you from pursuing your dreams. God put those dreams in your heart for a reason. Those are the seeds that you were born into this world to give life to, and you'll never feel satisfied until you try. And every try, nothing beats a failure but a try. You don't get it up when circumstances hinder you. Sometimes you think it's going to fail and it didn't work out, but what you'll find that in that failure are the seeds to your next success.
They're your trials that
you learn to use so that you refine your strategy, so that you will reach your goal if you persist. The Lord spoke to me one day and he said to me, "Fear not. Trust in the Lord, only believe, and
that's right.
don't give up."
That's right.
And that
that's
is
right.
my motto.
That's right. Well, my sister, I thank you so much. I prayed for your continued success. And you know I'm in your corner. I'm here to support you 300%. And as I say, I'll have you back on and we'll focus on the mosaic. Because I know by then you'll have many more pieces to put up. So continued success in all that you do. And for the people in the chat room and for Earlene for calling in from Trinidad, I thank you. Thank you so very much. Remember that you were created for a destiny, and do not allow any circumstances or issue to get you off of focus. So stay the course.
place that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Tonight,
hallelujah,
you will open that business and direct it.